My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Oh, you love to hear it on
Figgy Texas email.
Football Friday here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John P. Lopez, you got Figgy Fig on the ones and twos playing the funk, and I'm Reginald Atitula. Yes, Joseph Goodrich, Daz Band in the house. You love to hear it. Earlier, we asked on the question of the day, what is a football game as a fan that you just will never forget? And from the 832, they went down and they went back. Steelers-Oilers Astrodome in the 70s when a Steelers defensive back broke Earl Campbell's ribs. They said they could hear the hit. That was December 3rd, 1978, Oilers-Steelers. And that that defensive back was Donnie Shell.
Donnie Shell.
Okay.
I'm trying to go into the bank and remember that game. I don't actually remember it very well. I do remember the first regular season NFL game I ever went to was the Isaiah Robertson game when Earl Campbell buckled his chest. You've seen the highlight, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I was at that game in the end zone. It was awesome.
Some other ones, 979, the most boring game ever. Titans-Texans, VY had just gone rogue. Titans only had 162 yards. Someone else mentioned 281. A&M-LSU, 7 overtimes. I'm still physically tired from that one.
Yeah, I was there too. I almost fell asleep in the stands after the final score. I didn't even want to drive because there was going to be traffic and all that. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a little snoozle right here until traffic clears, but no.
A lot of great ones. October 21st, 07, Texans-Titans. They said them and their dad got tickets when Sage Rosenfels almost brought the Texans back to win it. A lot of the good ones coming in. Appreciate you guys getting involved with the show. Always fun when you do that. Let's do this. Bobby Slowick, along with Matt Burke, and I feel bad because Matt Burke, I feel like just in general, he is treated as if he is the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, all right, Slowick on offense, D'Amico on defense, and that's it. And it's like, well, Matt Burke's over there.
I'm sitting right here.
And I will contribute again to that treatment because I did not pull some audio from him, although I thought he was somewhat insightful in some of his conversations. But I didn't want to focus on Slowick because this offense is a focal point for this Texans team going into this season. And both of these coordinators talked to the media yesterday. And so I did want to go through some of the things that
Bobby Slowick talked about. And let's start with, as we mentioned earlier, we were talking about Stephon Diggs and how excited he is. And me and Ocho have been going back and forth on the text line, not in a contentious way, but having a good conversation. I'm always good for a conversation.
He's great.
And I thought that he brought some good points to the fore. I mean, I respect it, and we'll see how it plays out. I just disagree. Be like that sometimes. But within the course of this, we were talking about, you know, the Stephon Diggs and the vibes around this. And Bobby Slowick has done a little bit to help me kind of appreciate the way that they view him. And this goes even further on this. I believe that, let's see. This is cut. This is Slowick's three. The third cut with Bobby Slowick. He was asked on if the addition of Stephon Diggs to the offense has changed. Actually, no, that's not the one I'm looking for. Just the first one. Sorry, the first.
He's one of us.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, the Diggs being one of the guys.
I've said it before. He's one of us. You know, I was pretty quick to see that once he was here. I was talking with him. He was around the guys. The fact that he was voted captain, I think, shows that he's one of us. They respect him. They appreciate how much he works, and he cares a lot. You know, he's going to do everything he can to prepare himself for game day to make sure he's in the best spot he could be to go and perform. And he's ultra competitive. You know, that's one thing. Really, all of the guys we have here right now, that stands out. CJ is an ultra competitive guy. Steph, ultra competitive. Nico, Tank, Joe, like, they're all just incredibly competitive to where, you know, if at any point, any snap, they lose, like, that's not good enough. And that's how we approach it.
Boy, it's going to be fun watching Slowick's hands on the dials. And it was fun last year.
Yeah.
But with these guys, you just heard him talk about Steph in particular. And Steph is probably at the center of it all, but he's not it. I mean, you know, what Slowick's going to be able to do with these guys, you can just tell that he's going to be able to really open up. We're going to see new things. We're going to see different things than we have before.
Yeah, and I think that Tank Dell on the pivot kind of gave me another level of comfort knowing that they've got plays dialed up for every single one of those major players. And so I know that it's going to be very incumbent upon that man, Bobby Slowick, to make sure that it gets around and make sure that, you know, the offense is as multifaceted as it should be, that it doesn't lean too heavily in one way or the other. Speaking of this offense, a lot of consternation, a lot of hot wind by us and the likes of us about Damian Pierce, but also in the context of a fullback, right? And all those things. Yeah. And Bobby Slowick was asked about not having a fullback.
That really has been the exact same all the way through my time here. You know, we're going to do everything we can to put our offense and our people in the best spots to do what they can do. And sometimes that's going to be 11 personnel. A few times last year we went 10 personnel. That can be 21, that can be 12. So it's more so, you know, how we want to construct the roster with D'Amico and with Nick and what they think is best for the team. And then, I mean, we like I've said already, we got enough ammunition. Like, no matter what, we feel like we can make it all work. You know, we can attack a defense any way we want. So as far as like the fullback specifically, that's never been a requirement. You know, that's something that we'll use if we have available, but we're going to use everything we can.
Okay, this is where you have to kind of raise an eyebrow.
Yeah,
because he said, you know, we're not incumbent, it's not essential, we'll use it if we have one available. But they've had a fullback.
Yeah.
They had two fullbacks last year.
You think he's trying to convince himself in some ways?
No, I don't. I think it's just, look, this was an ongoing story the whole offseason.
Yep.
You know, when we're going out to training camp, I kept saying, boy, that's interesting. They haven't really used a fullback on that set. And it was first team versus first team. Then we go to the preseason games. Well, they didn't really use a fullback. Then I actually counted how many times they used a fullback in the third preseason game, which is the one that mattered with all the starters. I'm like, they didn't use them at all. They used Dover, Jordan. We've talked about it, you know, et cetera. So, I mean, his approach, I get, you know, we'll use what we have, but they did have a fullback before, and now they don't.
Yeah, and I think the idea that he's trying to at least sell us here is the idea that, yeah, that was a thing that we could use, but it's never been necessary. And the reason why I found it interesting, why my eyebrows raised, and why I think that I'm leaning towards believing him in some ways is the whole idea of the fullback in these Shanahan systems is to create a mismatch within the defense, right? Force them to have to cover this guy, and then if that guy's in a different position or is capable of doing multiple things, now you have forced a mismatch. You have enough guys to force mismatches in all sorts of different ways. And so I think if that general foundational idea of why you use the fullback is something that you can get to. Mm-hmm. And the fullback itself, I don't know, is the like linchpin and necessary and what makes it happen. I think it's just it's a nice
thing. Oh, don't get me wrong on this. I like this.
Yeah.
Like I am an advocate of it. I'm just saying that I took note because I was so intrigued by it. I like the idea of Cade Stover being a tight end, maybe some sort of flex and a fullback. Same with Brevin Jordan. Maybe British Brooks is going to be in there, but he is not a by definition fullback. He never has been. So I like this. I want to see this. Yeah. Is part of this ties in with my, you know, what we were talking about just a second ago. He's got some tricks. He's got some new stuff, and I want to see this. I'm just saying it's a little bit of a no. You really did have a fullback last year.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He had two of them.
Shout out to the A32 who was mentioning the idea that Beck was basically a tight end lineup in the backfield. But you mentioned tight ends. That texter mentions tight ends. Bobby Slowick on if the addition of Stephon Diggs, you know, has, you know, to the offense has changed some of the roles for tight ends at all.
No, not in my mind. And the reason I would say that is the receiver matchup wise and pass coverage is pretty clear, especially the guys you're referencing. Like, they're going to make sure they put good coverage defenders on them. Tight ends are always going to be a difficult matchup for a defense. Do we want to treat him like he's a receiver, or do we want to treat him like he's a tight end? And when they treat him like he's a tight end, let's make sure we have someone that can go winning routes. And if they want to treat him like a receiver, let's big body him and you know, let's use skills that other receivers may not necessarily have. So I always think that there's something there that you could take advantage of. And we got a room that's all very different. That's also what's fun. Like, Dalton's a very good separator, route runner, and he has fantastic hands. But then you have Brevin, who's explosive, fast, can move, can even beat DBs with just speed. And then Cade is very consistent and extremely physical. And really all three of them have a purpose, and they can do a lot of different things that you could take advantage of.
Yeah, the same thing with right. What they're doing, because he had actually mentioned previously they can go with no fullbacks or no backs, and that's where these tight ends and maybe a back in motion like Joe Mixon comes into play. And you said this, the mismatch. Imagine the mismatches if you have three wide, a tight end, and Mixon in motion. Holy smokes.
Yeah, good luck.
I mean, holy smokes.
Because at some point, you've got somebody defending one of those dudes that you don't want defending.
He's overmatched.
Dudes, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple more things. I don't know if I'll have time, and we might have to find another place to make sure we get him in, because I found that it'd be interesting. But Bobby Slowick, over the course of, I believe, the offseason, or at least camp, has, talked about the idea of, you know, having C.J. Stroud, forcing him out of not being able to get to his first read, right? Mm-hmm. Forcing him down deeper into the progression. And so he was asked about how much CJ has learned on that type of, you know, that type of, I don't know, exercise on forcing him going past his first read.
I think he's always been all in on it. You know, he understands how valuable that is as a quarterback to just be able to stay on the field, get to third and manageables. And that's really what it's about. You know, it's my job to get number one as open as possible all the time. But, you know, not always going to do that. And when I'm wrong, how right can you make me? Are we wrong? Like, man, I just called a play and we lost 4 yards. Or can I call a play and be wrong and we gain 6? You know, and that started towards the end of camp. That happened a lot. You know, he really is bought into staying on rhythm, getting the ball out on time, and you know, really getting it to our playmakers' hands as often as possible. And that's not easy to do. Like, you have to be very deliberate in how you approach every day to go put that into action. And it definitely has grown.
This is the least of my worries. I don't know about you guys, because we saw CJ last year kind of become that type of quarterback. So imagine after an offseason.
Right, and that's my thing, is I love the prospect of that as continued progression with C.J. Stroud. And I love the way that he, you know, lined it up, right? The idea, we've put a lot at Bobby Slowick's feet, and deservedly so, but the idea of, hey, if I do make a wrong call, and if number one receiver, and I, when he said number one, I was like, is he talking about Diggs? Just like, if the number one option on the play is not open, can you then somehow make it right?
Make me right. I like that line.
I love that idea where it's like, you know, a bad play call that is possible to happen with any play caller. Is it going to be negative, or is it just going to be not as explosive as previously desired, but still a good decision? And so I thought that was really interesting. I'll circle back around to the run game and how that works, because offensive line, what he had to say about the offensive line, I thought was fascinating for me. But actually, you know what? Let's do it. Give me Slowick 4 here, because I just found this to be really interesting, how much different Bobby Slowick thinks the run game will be this year because of the additions and consistency with the offensive line.
Yeah, I'd say consistency-wise, that's a really big thing to me, continuity up front, and I still don't necessarily know through the preseason and camp if we've gotten quite as much continuity with the starting five as you know, we'd love to have so far, but we're getting there in regards to that. I'd say, like, just scheme wise, you're always going to grow and evolve with what you have, you know, and we have a starting point of our run game that we believe in, and we believe what it does for the rest of our offense. But, you know, I think if you would have watched last year, like, we grew, we changed what we did in the run game. It wasn't the same as it was early on in the year. And every offseason, you kind of do a deep dive to self-study. Then you kind of formulate a plan of what you want to do going into the next year. And inevitably, this year is going to adjust again as we keep going and just see how everything comes together with a new group. So it's like everything, it's ever evolving, but it is a big emphasis for us. It takes a lot of snaps off protection, takes some snaps off our quarterback, and it can heavily influence, you know, some of the pass game and being able to get explosives.
What did you hear there? Because, like, one of the things he didn't seem like he was like, yeah, we're, you know, selling the idea that, oh, well, the offensive line's going to be. Like, there's a little bit of, hey,
no, for sure,
we'll see how this goes. But I found it interesting, the confidence in, we've seen progress and we expect more progress as we go
forward. I said it yesterday. They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. They think they know. They know a lot more than any of us. But based on the preseason and what we saw from Damian Pierce and the offensive line, they can't know that this is going to be, you know, automatically a good run attack.
And so, yeah, that's definitely going to be it was already going to be a place that we were watching.
Mm-hmm.
I think that answer and the way that he answered it, obviously trying to make sure that there was some optimism, but I'm very intrigued to see, like, he's like, hey, man, there hasn't really been that much consistency when it comes to the five up front, where, you know, we want it to be good, and we made progress last year, but more progress needs to be made. That gave me a little bit of intrigue into what we see Sunday at noon versus the Colts in Indy for these Texans. So, look, man, appreciate Bobby Slowick talking to the media and giving us those insights. He sounds more and more head coach.
He's a head coach.
He's ready for that.
He's a head coach.
There you go. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including what's happening with the Astros. Like, how are they in a race again? We'll talk about it next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.